For WireGrants.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A Dothan Charter School could be revoked by the Alabama Public Charter School Commission after missing two dates to open. The Barnabas School of Leadership has had personnel and funding issues that kept it from opening in 2023 and again this past year. School officials will have a meeting Thursday to try and extend the charter through 2025. A former Headland police officer will go on trial next month for manslaughter and the death of his unborn child. Prosecutors say Robert Maddox physically attacked his pregnant wife in March of 2022, causing her to have a miscarriage. The trial is expected to begin April 8th. And more than $200,000 in state grants are coming to the Wiregrass to expand first responder training. Dothan police will receive $145,000 to train emergency vehicle drivers throughout the Wiregrass how to handle rough road conditions, while Cottonwood will get $64,000 to train first responders on how to administer the overdose drug Narcan. It's Super Tuesday in Alabama, and Republicans and Democrats are holding primaries today with polls opening from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Nominees for president, along with Alabama court choices and a statewide constitutional amendment, will be on the ballot. There are more than two dozen polling locations in Houston County alone. To find the closest to you, just click on the link at our website. Governor Ivey wants the person responsible for the explosive device detonated outside the Attorney General's office locked up. She's announcing a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the case. The scene unfolded a week ago near the Washington Avenue and South Bainbridge Street in Montgomery. There were no injuries. And there'll be even more local ladies competing in the Miss Dothan pageant next month. 41 local ladies have signed up to compete this year, with the Little Miss and Miss winners receiving a scholarship and representing Dothan in the National Peanut Festival pageant. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.